Rory, the first emotion after that game, obviously a tight encounter and two league points, but what's your sort of thoughts?
Obviously, as always, you're happy to win, so you are. You're always happy to win. I mean, you knew it wasn't going to be straightforward down here. You know, it's an old school pitch and it's a very slow pitch, you know, so it is. And I suppose we knew that would probably play into Lowe's hands, but look, it's no excuse for us being 5 points up in control in the first half and letting it slide very carelessly.
1-4 to 2 points, like in a good position, despite being forced wide for your shots a lot of the time, like it was tough, and you were 1-4 to 2 up.
We were 1-4 to 2 up, and we made a number of individual errors that we'd be very disappointed with, so we would. And it wasn't good enough, and it wasn't acceptable enough, but it happened, and we rode it out. And obviously it was a dogged out affair. You know, I thought like easily we were the better team, but we did just made a lot of mistakes. You know.
And obviously Niall Turner's score was a big moment in it, and the fact that Louth had two up, maybe could have the chance to go three up at a point, and Niall's finish was excellent.
They were two up and they were getting all the breaks, you know, at that point in time, but look, we turned it around, and obviously the goal, Niall Loughlin, I suppose that was symptomatic of our play. It was a poor shot with the breeze, you know, and we made the most of it. Niall finished it well, but look, we capitalised on it then, and I suppose it forced Louth to come out a bit more, and they didn't really want to do that.
And is the disappointing factor the fact he didn't push on after the goal, or
it was the way Louth were playing, it was always going to be difficult, you know. But yeah, probably a small bit disappointed. But look, the environment we're in here today is fairly unique. It's not a typical inter-county setting, you know. And I suppose that's a test of character for the boys when they get out of it.
And the nature of the way they played, you were forced wide for a lot of your shots. It was really difficult to deal with. Cassie was getting weighed, Clucky was getting weighed.
Well, we
it's
knew
sort
that
of the only way to go about it, I suppose.
It was, but we were grand about that. But we scored well, you know, in the first half, you know, get to go 1-4 to 2 up. But look, that's the way Louth defended, and that's fine too. It's up to us to break it down.
In terms of winning it and take game, how much do you take out of it? In fact, you're staring down the defeat.
Okay, I wouldn't say we were staring down the feet, playing with a strong breeze. We were 2 points down with 15 minutes to go, you know. I think it was the only time that they eked out a 2-point lead. I think they had a point lead up to that, and we'd been ahead for a large part of the game. So, look, I always felt that we were the better team and the chances would come, but it's always nice when they do.
And finally, Gareth wasn't on today. Is that a long-term thing?
No, it's not a long-term. Just slight precaution. Listen, if it had been a challenge match, he would have played, you know. So we just didn't want to risk. He's a tight quad, and we'll hopefully have him back in training Wednesday or Thursday.
And does the break before Meath something you're glad to have now?
I am glad to have it, you know. I suppose, you know, we had a kind of planned, you know, a different kind of training schedule for different players this week, and try to build in then into the Meath game, you know, and we'll do that.
Meath and then Kildare, I think it is. So.
Aye, Meath, Kildare, Dublin, so we three Leinster teams, and, you know, thankfully two of them at home, but it'll be, look, we just take it one game at a time, and we'll put everything into the Meath game now on Saturday week.